Hi guys, I'm so happy to have all of you join me today. Today's episode is all about dealing with a bare minimum relationship. Are you in one? Are you getting what you feel you deserve from your relationship? Whether it's a romantic one, work-based, with your family or friends, or even with yourself. I think this one's for you, so that you would know how to skip from having a bare minimum relationship to one that allows you to maximize your own potential and the bonds that actually tie them. But before we continue, I'd like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Miko, for this wonderful opportunity to inspire people beyond borders. Are you ready to begin? Let's start the show.
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag, best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Celis.
Hey guys, think about this. What is your basic criteria for any relationship that you have? What's on your wish list? How does it look for you? I actually ask you this question because nowadays a lot of people have been approaching me and they're complaining about the state of the relationship they're in. And I'm not just talking about something that's on a romantic note, but rather the relationship that they have with their family, with friends, their work, and at times with themselves. But truth be told though, majority of which are stemming from their dissatisfaction from their current romantic relationship. You see, a new term has been introduced recently, and it's all about having a relationship with someone that just offers the bare minimum. At a glance though, it might seem that there's nothing wrong with it, at least you get the essentials. However, coming from self-worth, is it what you deserve? Is it what you need right now? Is it how you envisioned your relationship to be? At this point in time, I want you to revert back to the ideas that you may have thought about earlier when I asked you question. I know a lot of you would say that a perfect relationship would have time, effort, respect, commitment. What else are the common answers? Love, understanding. Tell me about it. And that's basically everything that everyone wants more often than not. And now, moving away from that wish list, let's go back to your reality. I want you to take this time to reflect. Are you getting all those that you want in a relationship in your current one? Are you enjoying everything that you envisioned your relationship to be? Are you coming from honesty? Are you currently struggling? Are you hurting? Are you feeling a bit frustrated and disappointed? Know that this is a safe space, so allow yourself to really dig within and come from honesty. How do you feel about your relationship? Okay, before you go into details, don't even try justifying anything. That's not what we're asking for right now. What we're asking for is that, how do you feel about the current state of your relationship? The answer is either you feel good about it or not. Because when you say it's just okay, much like how I ask all my coaches, I would repeat the question again. What do you mean by okay? How is it exactly? Because I totally believe that okay is in between doing really well and yes, I am somewhat fucked up. I know. Let's be candid about it. Because now is the best time to actually discover and learn how you can tweak a bare minimum relationship into something that's worth maximizing. Okay? So before we continue, shake everything off first and allow me to tell you something about bare minimum relationships for all those people who just heard about this term now. A bare minimum relationship means that it involves a person, okay, one's partner, that is not exactly doing anything that's bad or against the relationship. So it's not about cheating. It's not about, you know, being abusive, but rather just giving the very, pardon the terms, minimum requirement, okay, for being in a relationship. And that means just saying yes when the other person makes plans, perhaps, you know, greeting the person in the morning, or maybe it's all about just being nice when they're together. However, being in a relationship is more than that. It's not as if, you know, that a person can basically survive with just one text a day, or if it's a 3 times a day text, it would contain the same thing every single day. A person could not also survive if the other party refuses to make any plans and leaves the burden of making things work with the other person alone. A person also would not survive in this relationship if all the time his or her love language is not satisfied, or if there would be times that there won't be time to feel that the person is even in a relationship. What I'm saying is that while all essentials are given by a bare minimum partner, of course, when you're in a relationship, you want someone who's there 100%. You want someone who would want to plan with you. You want someone who would do things with you. You want someone who would be willing to exert as much effort as you do. Now, while I feel that, you know, some eyebrows would be raised at this point in time, and I already anticipated the argument that, but not all people are the same. True. We're not contesting that. However, if people have similar goals, they would do their best to at least compromise. That is the key word. Is there compromise in your relationship right now? Are you feeling that even though it's quite uncomfortable for your partner or for yourself, you're actually trying to make things work? Remember, when you were dating or getting to know your boss or hang out with your family member or a new friend, you tend to ask all the questions so as you would know the person better. And when a very good relationship is started, where did that go? Where did that interest go? Where did that willingness to exert effort to please the other person go? I know it might not be the be-all and end-all of everything. However, please take note that relationships, the responsibilities that go with it, are meant to be shared. It's a two-way street. It takes two to tango to make a relationship work. Now, we're not blaming the person who's considered to be a bare minimum partner, because for all we know, that person might be coming from fear of overexerting, fear of not allowing the relationship to grow on its own, fear of not being able to have the same wants with his or her partner. the fear of not being able to make the relationship work coming from previous relationships that led him or her to think that it's difficult to have one. You must also consider that even though if you're at the receiving end of a bare minimum relationship, you must have enough compassion and empathy to understand where your partner is coming from. And having that means being courageous enough to ask, to talk about it, to clarify things. Don't ever hide things to yourself. Because if you do, and it all starts to pile up, before you know it, you would find yourself buried in all those dangerous assumptions that would make you believe that the relationship was not working. Let me tell you this now, guys, though. To be honest, having an experience of being in a relationship with a bare minimum partner can do wonders for you both. Meaning not only the person receiving it, but also the person doing it. Because number one, it's a very good learning experience. For the person receiving it, you get to assess, what do I deserve? What do I really want? Why isn't it sitting well with me? For the person doing it, reflect about this. Where is my fear coming from? Why can't I be 100% in? What's holding me back? What do I need to address so I can be the best partner for whomever I'm with?
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Benefit number two, when you're in a bare minimum relationship or when it starts off that way, you get to actually enjoy more experiences when you intentionally focus on fixing the relationship. Everything becomes extra special when both people involved actually spend time to, you know, contribute this time around after talking it out. How beautiful would it feel and look if you're surprised the next day, bombarded with a bunch of messages, a surprise date, or whatever else that would, you know, catch you off guard simply because it wasn't done naturally. You become more appreciative of the things to come and the person in front of you because you've seen him or her at her bare minimum. And seeing him flourish because of commitment and love changes the whole game altogether. So, you might ask now, what can you do? There's only one way, actually. If ever you do find yourself in a bare minimum relationship, both of you, talk it out. And as you talk it out, try to remember the very first time that you realized that you were meant to be together. Try to recall all the good times, try to recall all the dates. Try to recall that beautiful feeling of why you chose to be with this person. Try to recall all your promises. Try to recall all the wonderful conversations. Because at times, being in a bare minimum relationship makes you forget how much you've actually maximized everything about each other in the process of getting to know each other, in the process of building this relationship from scratch. Don't let it go to waste. Instead, hold on to the very core of your relationship. Now, if and when the time comes that you feel that it's just too much for you, give yourself enough time and space. However, it's not about breaking up. It's not about feeling broken or betrayed. It's just merely having a break, reassessing your priorities, and remembering everything that your heart was telling you from the very beginning. Remember the reasons why you fell in love with this person in the first place. remember all the reasons why you chose to be in this relationship and not with anyone else. Because every time you remember, you don't give or you don't just receive the bare minimum. You give everything that you have with all that you are. And that is what maximizing your relationship means. It may not be the exact way your other partner, you know, envisioned it, but it's more than enough to be able to love and express yourself in the best way you could with all that you have. Never feel guilty about it. Instead, be willing to work things out. Be willing to be uncomfortable, to see each other become comfortable in whatever the relationship at present can offer. It's all about choosing every single day to grow together. It's all about choosing every single way to make things work. It's all about holding on to each other as you become your own hashtag best me ever. So now at this point in time, I want you to close your eyes and reflect once more. If you find yourself in a bare minimum relationship, what would be the best thing to do? How can you make it work instead? How can you let go of all the hurt, the pain, the anger, the frustration, and come from a space of love, compassion, understanding, and patience? Try to look deep within and ask yourself, how much does this relationship mean to me? How did I feel when we were just starting? What am I willing to sacrifice or to do differently just to make it work? Now, whatever your answers may be, I want you to hold on to them because they would keep you going. In the meantime, consider giving yourself what is due. Remember, it's not your relationship that's defining you. It's how you actually see yourself and how you choose every single day to provide yourself whatever is lacking around you, because you matter more. And what is important here is that you see your worth inside and outside of that relationship. And that is your bare minimum requirement in life. So there you have it, guys. I do hope that I was able to help you with regards to this topic of ours. Now, don't forget to like and subscribe to my podcast, and feel free to follow me on my social media pages or visit www.coach-mikecellis.com for more details regarding my upcoming programs and shows. Now, if you haven't gotten a copy of my latest book yet, hashtag best me ever, my life advice, a certified bestseller in Amazon, please do so. And as we end this once more, I want you to remember, as always, wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through or whatever you've been through, no matter what awaits you, know that it's okay, simply because you're on your way to become your own hashtag best me ever. My name is Coach Mike Celis. Until then, bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com.